Well, what do you do when you get home?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and probably work around the pool a little bit, spread some sand out and put pavers around, but I'm just going to do a little at a time. I have went to Home Depot, loaded up with pavers and sand, and they did everything. They picked it all up, put it on the back of my truck. So what I'll do is just take my track and ruin the bucket and slide it out and just not lift anything. Just take my time doing it, you know, but I got to keep my mind busy.
Yeah. How was that event you guys went to yesterday or the day before in O'Brien?
Well, actually, it was a really good turnout. The state showed up, Sylvia. She's the one that does all the grants and stuff, and you know, it really went well. There was probably about 40 people there, a lot of fire people. It was unbelievable. You know, it was a benefit for them, and plus it was something to show off the hub, and people really got off on it. We sold, you know, about four or five radios, so that went really well also. I think that's how many we sold. But anyway, yeah, I got some new people coming into the club, and yeah, everything's looking better, Rod. You know, it's going better than it usually has.
Well, that's good, and hopefully Craig and some of the guys are helping you out, where all you got to do is drive the truck, right?
Well, that's pretty much all I do, Roger, is hook it up, take it down there, and they set everything up, and I just go ahead and drop it off and take off, and you know, I got other things to do than sit there for 3, 4 hours and talk to people all day. I don't mind doing a little bit here and there, but you know, it's just yesterday was a rough day, but that's what I usually do, is just go ahead and transport it for them, because nobody else has trucks or nobody wants to get involved in that, so I guess I'm the guy.
Well, you know, that's good that you're doing all that, but they should have one or two backups, and if you want to go to California for a few days, they're screwed.
Yeah, more or less, Craig's talking about getting a truck. He just got another car, a Lexus. They needed one really bad, and his truck is about shot. So I said, you know, you got to pick yourself up a 3/4-ton truck at least to tow this thing, because it's almost 8,000 pounds.
Yeah, did he ever get that power set up, E-Box?
Power. What do you mean?
Didn't you guys go to San Jose or something and picked up a 40 or 50 foot tower for Craig?
Oh, tower. I thought you said power something. Yeah. No, he hasn't done it. It's just sitting there, and so is Gary's tower. He's just laying on the ground, so we'll see whenever they get going on them. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm not helping them. I just can't do it. So, oh well.
Yeah, I'm getting closer and closer here for mine, working on the rotor now. Bob and I did the wiring for it, and I plugged it in yesterday. It was testing it out in the shop, and it wasn't working for some reason. So I don't know if I hooked the wires up wrong or what. Bob's supposed to come over either today or tomorrow, and we'll try to figure out what's the matter with that thing.
I'll tell you, Roger, it's always something, isn't it? But, you know, I'm really straightening up my act, you know, out in the shop, straightening all my wiring out, found a couple bad batteries I had to replace because they were like 4 years old. Because I got like probably, I'd say seriously, Roger, probably 15 batteries, you know, two at the gate, four in the house, eight in the shop. And, you know, it's just, you know, I got backups, but and they're good batteries. I mean, you know, they're all AGMs and deep cycle batteries and stuff like that. But you know, they go bad after, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, that's not going to help your back lifting the 50-pound AGM batteries around.
I'm actually using a hand cart. Just I'm thinking before I pick things up. I'm bending my knees. You know, I've had this problem for a long time with my sciatic and my back problems, but I just overdid it, putting that building together and lifting plywood and all that stuff. So if I don't lift anything and I lift right, you know, use my knees and stuff, Roger, I'm usually in good shape, you know?
Well, that's good. You know, you gotta look after yourself, you know, because nobody else is going to, you know, and you're like me, I know you don't like to ask for help a lot, and you're used to doing everything one way or another. You'll get it done by yourself.
Well, ain't that the truth? Because when you ask somebody to do something, they say, "Hey, yeah, it's like kind of a hassle," and they don't show up, and just I'd just rather do it myself. But hey, Roger, I just wanted to say hello to you and see how you were doing this morning. I'm probably gonna head back home and just take it easy today. No, I might not even do this. Who knows what's gonna happen? But good morning, Roger. So I'll catch you later on. I'm going to run inside and give them all this paperwork I've been filling out and see if they can get me in a little bit early and head out of here. So you have an awesome day, man. Good to chatting with you.
All right. I'll get you and Jenny a donut before you go home.
Oh, I already did that. I got her jelly-filled and her chocolate. So, you know, happy mama, that's the way it goes. All right, Roger. WRMS 439er. We are monitoring.
WRKJ 746.